Good morning, P&P Tribe. It's time for a little Q&A. I'm here instead of Corinne today. Corinne and Betsy are in Dallas, getting their learn on, doing a little bit of professional development for themselves and for you guys. I want to make sure I'm in the right group. Mary Jo, if you could let me know. I don't see any comments. Oh, Laura Gary's here. Good. Just let me know I'm in the right group. Y'all can hear me okay. I've got my headphones in. As you all come in, I wanted to let you know that if you have a question that you'd like me to answer today, make sure you use hashtag ask. Okay. That way Mary Jo will see them and she'll populate them for me into our little communication website called Slack. And we'll get started here as soon as, good morning, Barb. Hey, Laura, as soon as I start getting some questions. So I'm guessing I'm in the right group because I'm seeing names I recognize. So that's a good thing, right? So I wanted to get started by giving all the newbies a great example of a question that was asked in Ask Coaches. Okay, so you guys have the tribe, obviously, and you can post questions there and get so much wisdom from your tribe sisters, right? But every now and then there's something in the back of your mind where you just want a coach to take a look at it. And Betsy and I are the ones who primarily man these questions. So every now and then you have a tribe sister that will come in and will, you know, totally see what you're talking about and totally see, you know, yes, I feel the same way, have the same questions. And that spurs you to think, well, you know, I really, really want some answers here. I really want a coach perspective. So I thought I would read you one of the questions I answered this morning, because it was very, very interesting in that it took a concept that we're teaching this week, the 24-hour plan, and it added a little bit of drama to it. Okay, so here's the question. It says, I'm in a deep funk. I hate making 24-hour plans. What is the least I can do? I'm reading Mini Habits, so I like the idea about small habits, but I'm having trouble applying it to the 24-hour plan. I hate trying to decide what I will eat in the morning. It paralyzes me. I've been trying to do it for 9 months now, and it's not working. I can do all the other things, but planning is a no for her. Okay? So this is really interesting, right? So what she wants is us to say, okay, we'll just plan one meal at a time, or don't worry about that planning, or something like that, right? But that's not the answer. The answer is, why does planning paralyze you? So my answer to her, what I typed back was, you should really look at why planning feels like a prison for you. What does that mean, and why do you feel that way? Said, you're deciding, here's the thing about planning, right? When you plan 24 hours in advance, you're making the same decision that you would make in the moment. You're still deciding what you're going to eat. So instead, she's saying, I want to decide in the moment rather than back that decision up a few hours. So I just want to know why. Why is that a hang up for her? I think that's where her key is. And that's what she needs to examine. She is probably reactive eating. In other words, what do I feel like today? What would make me feel better? What would give me comfort? What's easy to fix? Rather than saying ahead of time, this is what will do best for me in that moment. So it's really interesting when you look at planning as a decision you make ahead of time so that you can free your mind up so that you can take care of other business around mealtime or through your day. I love the 24-hour plan because I'm serious, y'all. When I'm finished coaching for the day, when I'm finished doing all the things that I do for P&P, my brain's tired. I don't want to make any more decisions. I can't tell you the number of times Ken has said, so are we going to exercise tonight? And I'm like, you know what? You're just going to have to lead me. You tell me, are we riding a bike? Are we taking a walk? Are we doing some yoga? You tell me what we're doing. So that's what I have to offer. If you feel resistance to 24-hour planning, don't try and look for a shortcut. Look for why, Okay, why are you feeling that resistance? Because that's what the cleanup needs to be, not how can I shortcut this or not do it. It's why am I thinking this? What am I feeling in the moment that creates the resistance to doing my 24-hour planning? Okay? All right, so if you guys have questions, now's the time. Use hashtag ask, and Mary Jo will see them, and she'll put them into Slack for me so that I can answer them for you. I said in the beginning, I don't know how many people heard, of course, Corinne, you may have seen her post. She is on, actually teaching and learning at the Life Coach School annual meeting this week, and Betsy is with her. So Mary Jo and I are manning the troops. We are manning the fort and doing the best we can to take care of you guys. So let me know what questions you have, and Mary Jo will stick them in here, and I will go to answering them. Laura says, 24-hour planning has given me the knowledge that I am 100% responsible for my choices. Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all, when you take ownership for the choices of the things that you're eating, when you understand why you're eating what you're eating, when you understand that you own all of your thoughts, man, I'm telling you, all of a sudden it's like control just comes in and takes over. It's like, I know now that I am 100% in control of everything, including what goes in my mouth and my weight loss. Okay? Mary Jo says, we're doing great. Of course we are. Right? So that's what it is about planning. It's being in control and knowing that you have your own back and you have your best self in mind. That's what I love about it. Plus, I don't know if y'all know, I'm married to like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. So when I make a plan and put it on the refrigerator, there is no deviation. I know that he's going to hold me to that plan, which is amazing, because I'll ask him sometimes. I'll say, you know, we have spaghetti planned tonight, but would you rather have, you know, tacos or something like that? And he'll point at the refrigerator and he'll say, the plan says spaghetti. So at-home accountability at my house, right? Okay, so Nancy asks, compelling reasons, same every day, make a personal list and choose daily. Yes and yes, you get to pick. There is a call on the website where about a year ago, Corinne had John Acuff on a Zoom call. I don't know if y'all have read his book Finish, but he is so smart and so good and so funny. He's actually local here. So when I read his book and he talked about some of the places he visited in Nashville and stuff, I was very intrigued by that. But his point is, and we have adopted this as teaching in PMP, that you should have lots of compelling reasons. Okay? You don't have to have one great big shiny, you know, the stars will all align compelling reason. You can have a lot of them. So you can have, they can be small or they can be big shiny ones. What you want to do is draw on the one that helps you make the best decision today. So if you're having one of those great big, I love the universe days, then your compelling reason might be, you know, to show up my best self and be the best person I can be for this, this, and this. But if you're like thinking small today, if you're like, I just need something little to keep me on track, it might be, I want to look good in my pants. Right? So I would make a list of all those reasons you want to be at your goal weight. They can be big ones. They can be small ones. You can change them out. You can see what fits today. You can decide which reason makes you feel really good in the moment. You know, the one I've been leaning on lately is that I want to look good in my pants. I love the pants in my closet. I want to maintain my weight so I can keep weighting them. Wearing them because those are the pants that I love. They're the ones that I like. So those are the ones I want to keep. I don't want to buy new pants. Now, of course, if I want to buy smaller pants, that's fine. But really, it's the girls at Transformation Weekend in August heard me say, right now, that's my compelling reason. The other compelling reason is I want to look good at camp. I want to feel good in my body when camp comes around in October. So the exercise that I do, the food that I put in my body, the thing that keeps me, that the thought that keeps me on plan is, how do I want to look to myself? What do I want? I want to look good in my pants. I want to feel good about how I show up at camp. I want to feel good about how I show up on this live. So I put that good food in my body. I don't eat off plan. I do my exercise. There you go. Compelling reason. When I started this journey, my compelling reason was so that I could get out of the chair without hurting. Okay, at 230 pounds with torn up knees, I wasn't thinking about my pants. I was thinking about how was I going to walk across the floor without pain? How was I going to get down in the floor or carry a baby, grandbaby around without pain? So as you lose your weight, your compelling reason will probably change. So back in the back, I still have that compelling reason of I want to feel good and enjoy my grandchildren. And sometimes I draw on that and sometimes I don't. But the point is, you want to have a lot of them. You know, you want to change them up when you feel like it, or you stick with the one that's working. It's really up to you and where your brain is going on a different day, on the given day. I hope that helps, Nancy. Dana says she's thinking about food prep. My meals are planned. I work from home and I'm able to prep my lunch at minus two. I have a fit husband who cooks a healthy dinner Monday through Thursday. Do you think I will be okay not prepping? Perhaps prep my snacks. Snacks are where I tend to struggle. Yeah, I would definitely plan every day what your snack is going to be, and I would go ahead and prep them. For instance, I love trail mix. Okay, it's like my planned snack every day, and I always put trail mix if needed. Okay, and what I do is I buy a big bag of it, and then I scoop out a quarter cup and put it in a baggie. Scoop out a quarter cup and put it in a baggie. That way, I know about what a serving is. And I can decide if I want that, if I want all of it, or if I want to pitch it. So I'm not carrying around the big bag. Okay, so that's how you would prep a snack. I'll tell you, I work from home too, and I also prep my lunches. Mostly because, and I prep them on Sundays, mostly because I want to just go downstairs and heat something up. I don't want to have to cook in the middle of the day. My husband cooks breakfast. We always have the same thing. I either have oatmeal. Eating eggs and whatever meat he preps. He'll prep a big thing of bacon and eat out of a bag of bacon all week. And then dinners we plan so that we cook together in the evening, or I'll cook while he's at yoga, while he's teaching. So you kind of fall into a food prep cycle that works for you, and that's what we've decided works for us. A lot of people will prep everything all, you know, for the whole week. A lot of people would just prep lunches or just prep breakfast or just prep snacks. Figure out what works for you. If you like to cook in the middle of the day, there's nothing wrong with that. I just prefer to go downstairs and heat something up. Joan, I'm at work and can't hear you, but sure wish I could talk. I'm fine. I'm 5 pounds away from being in Wonderland and just looking at it. I'm doing the basics, but it feels like not enough. My anxiety is out the roof with family things. I can't focus. Suggestions. Okay, so we got two issues here. You're 5 pounds away from Wonderland, but you feel like you're not doing enough to get there. Does that mean, I'm guessing that means that you're kind of stable right now, right? If that's the case, I would look at your hunger scale. I would decide, you know, am I really eating at plus two? I'll tell you, I've got two private clients right now who have re-examined their hunger scale and are both losing weight again because those extra 3 or 4 bites past plus two were having them maintain their weight. So, Joan, that's what I would do for you is I would suggest that you really, really watch your plus two. I would leave 3 or 4 bites behind for a few minutes and decide, do I really, really need those or am I at my plus two? See if that shakes it up for you. Then the other thing is you said your anxiety is out the roof with family things and you can't focus. You need to do some thought downloads, okay? You're having anxiety because you're not processing the thoughts that are creating the anxiety. All right, so I would take whatever is bothering you about these family things. I'd do a thought download about it. I'd say all the reasons why, and I'd take it over to Ask Coaches, or I'd get on some office hours and let us help you process it. Okay, you have a thought that is not serving you, that's creating the anxiety. And when you have anxiety, I bet you're paralyzed, right? You're not doing the things. And that probably goes back to why you're not losing your weight, because you can't focus on what's next for you. You can't focus on what's going to be your next step to losing weight. I bet I'm right. Penny, if Don't Stop Believing sells out, will there be a virtual race option? My son is graduating high school and I can't attend. You know, Penny, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. It's been thought about and talked about, and I really don't know if there is an answer on that yet. Gosh, high school graduation. I remember those days. That's an awesome weekend. Congratulations for graduating your son. Jess, I would just keep an eye on the website. If it sells out, you know, I do know in the past we have had virtual races at the same time going on. We just haven't provided any swag. So I know that Karma in Nebraska got a big group of ladies together, and they did whatever distance they decided to do on the same day, and posted pictures and had the PMP tribe banners and all that kind of stuff. So we had that kind of stuff going on. Just lost my screens. We had that kind of stuff going on all over the country the same weekend. So there will at least be that option. I just don't know if we'll be providing swag for it. Christy, I need to lose about 150 pounds. I'm struggling to do the four circles worksheet because I can't figure out what my goals should be. I don't want to set them too low, and I don't want to set them too high and fail. I would like to be at goal within a year to 18 months. Is that reasonable and possible? Anything is possible. Okay? Just depends on how hard you work at it. All right? I lost my weight about a pound a week, and it took me about 18 months to lose my 80 pounds. I think it took Corinne about 18 months to lose her 100 pounds. That said, and, you know, I would look at the thought that you're afraid you'll fail at making your goal if you set it too high. We're going to go back to John Acuff, y'all. He talks about setting goals, and he talks about how it's not about the goal. It's about what you learn about yourself and the progress you make and the effort you put toward making the goal. I'm going to ask you this. Who am I talking to? Christy. Let's say you set a goal to lose 15 pounds in a month, okay? But you only lose 14. Have you failed? That's what I want you to think about. If you lose 14 pounds in a month, that's a great weight loss for a month's time, right? But since you didn't make your 15-pound goal, is that really a failure? Or did you learn how to lose 14 pounds? Did you learn what it took from your mind, what you put in your mouth, whatever water you drank, the sleep you got? Did you learn about yourself by losing that 14 pounds? What John Acuff says is you can set any goal you want, and you can always readjust the goal. You can decide to extend the time. Let's say you decide, I want to lose 150 pounds in 18 months, and you get to 12 months and you've lost 80 pounds. Well, I don't know maybe I'll just say another year and I'll get to my goal weight. There is nothing wrong with any of that. There's nothing wrong with adjusting your goals as long as you're continuing to move forward with them. Letty, if you have snacks on your plan and you don't need it, is that breaking your plan? Absolutely not. That's me, I'd say 75% of the time. I put a snack on there in case I'm at minus two and it's like 3 or 4 hours to dinner, and I just put it on there if needed. I actually feel pretty good when I don't eat my snack. I consider that a victory because I was able to navigate my day without it. Kathy, I'm a newbie still working on my 2-to-2. I started the free course in July and have been doing plans ever since. I'm finding that I'm eating to what I think is satisfied, but I still write down at 8 to 3 or 4. Not sure I would even know the difference from 2 to 3. This is causing me to say I don't eat 2 to 2. What I eat gets me 3 to 5 hours. Not sure why I can't write down a 2. I'm losing weight. Any ideas on what I should focus on? Yeah, focus on telling yourself the truth. Okay? Why are you writing down 3 or 4 when you think you're stopping at a 2? What's the argument you're having in your head? That's what I would look at. If you're losing weight and you think you're eating to a two and you're satisfied 3 to 5 hours, what thought is causing you to say, this might be a three or a four? Is it a physical sensation? Is it just doubting yourself? That's what you need to look at. If you're feeling a little heaviness in your stomach, you're probably eating past two. But if you're not feeling the heaviness, if you can still go for a walk, if you pushed away, you know, at your sigh, if you stopped eating when you're distracted, you're probably eating to your plus two. I would, Kathy, if I were you, I'd go to the Staying on Track bonus page in the toolkit on the website and look at the hunger scale cheat sheet. It's super easy to read. It's one page. It says, this is what plus two feels like. This is what over plus two feels like. It doesn't go into 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's the difference between plus two and more than plus two. I think I would look at that and see where you fall and then be truthful with yourself on your plan. If you're eating to 3 or 4, that's fine. Just take 3 or 4 bites off your meal and see what difference it makes. The beautiful thing about the hunger scale is that it's a work in progress every single day. Every single day. I still have to find my hunger scale every single day, and it changes. It changes based on how much sleep I got. It changes based on, you know, how much water I'm drinking. It changes based on my activity level. It changes all the time. You know, because it's what my body needs to get me through. Jackie, I don't understand how to use snacks. I eat my meal from minus two to plus two. Corinne says, don't eat snacks if you're not hungry. If I'm hungry, I eat a planned meal. Can you clear this up? I don't see what the problem is. For me, a lot of times I have a late dinner. My husband teaches yoga, and many, many times he teaches yoga at 6 p.m. Well, if I want to eat dinner with him, I'm not eating dinner until 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So after my noon lunchtime meal, I usually start to get hungry around 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30. I will then decide whether I'm going to wait for an hour and fix dinner, or whether I'm going to have a snack that maybe gets me back to about a zero and wait and have dinner at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. That's how I manage a snack. It's not planning not to be hungry. It's when I get hungry, deciding whether I want to work my way back to zero or whether or not I want to just sit with hunger and say, you know, take a little bit off this right hip and it'll be okay. Okay, so that's how I manage a snack. Yesterday, he taught at 6 o'clock and he got home at 7:30 and I had a little bit of trail mix, seriously, about 4:30. And I was hungry again at 7:30. I was ready. Okay, I hope that answers your question. That's what I do. I think that's what most people do. You don't want to use a snack to prevent hunger. Okay, you only want to eat when you're at minus two. And then when you're at minus two, I would just evaluate whether or not you need a snack or whether or not you want to just stay at minus two for a little while. Laura, do we know if July homecoming event will be opening soon? I do not know. I think we are still working on space for that. But I am quite certain when we are ready to open that, there will be lots of fanfare and kaboom and Corinne going live and emails and whatnot to let you know that it's ready. Gina, hello, newbie here. How can I get involved in an accountability group? Also, I will be going to a local Yankee Peddler Fair this weekend. How do I plan for that day? Accountability group is the easy part. I want you to get in the PMP Tribe Facebook group. I want you to search hashtag daily post, no spaces. Every Monday, we have a post in the PMP Tribe Facebook group that is where you look for an accountability group or a partner. People will post, hey, my name's Gina. I'm a newbie. I'd like to be in a small group. I'd like to be in, you know, just have a partner. Here's some things about me. You know, who wants to be my buddy? Or you can just get in that post and see who it is that's already posted and reply to their comment and say, hey, you know, I'd like to be your partner. What if we, you know, what if we hook up? Would you like to do text messages or Marco Polo or Facebook Messenger or whatever? Just use that post to match yourselves up. That's the best way to find people. The Yankee Peddler Fair this weekend, had you planned for a day away? For me, if I'm going somewhere and I don't know what the food offerings will be, my plan is I eat between my twos and I make the just best choice I can make. Or I'll even say on my protocol. So you guys haven't done, the newbies haven't done a protocol yet. That's next week. But for you other folks who have your food protocols and you know what it is that you eat and what it is that you call exceptions, then you can say on protocol, or you can say make my best choice possible and eat to my two. Catherine, is one-on-one coaching still available? Yes and no. We are doing one-on-one coaching right now. The slots are filled right now. So as people graduate from one-on-one coaching, we will open up that page again. There'll be lots of fanfare and say it's open. Or you can just check back and see if the buttons are lit up. So we have several people who are making their decisions now about whether to continue. And, you know, as, like I said, as slots open up, we'll light up those buttons and you can sign up. Okay. Arden, is this program going over to No Sugar, No Flour as of late? It seems like it's a new emphasis because in the past, Corinne has talked about eating sandwiches. I was in a very restrictive diet and program that emphasized no sugar, no flour. No. We had a post about this yesterday. It was really interesting. I can't remember who the poster was, but she asked the same question. Corinne actually got in the post, and I did too, and we talked about how no sugar, no flour is an option that some people select, just like some people decide to do Weight Watchers, some people decide to do keto, some people decide to be vegetarians, okay? It's a very personal decision. Our emphasis is not no sugar, no flour. Our emphasis is the four basics, okay? Some people do find that reducing the amount of sugar and flour benefits themselves physically, something I found with my knees and my arthritis, especially the sugar part. Am I 100% no sugar, no flour? No, because I eat a little bit of pasta. But no, this program does not emphasize no sugar, no flour, intermittent fasting, or any of those things. It emphasizes the four basics. What you do is you decide what your food protocol is going to be. And like I said, we talk about that next week in the Fueling the Body module. I had to think of the name of the module. Okay? So as far as being restrictive goes, that's a decision that you make. Okay? Every diet is somewhat restrictive because you're really thinking about what it is you need to put in your body. But we're not going to tell you, look, to lose weight, it's all chicken and broccoli. Okay? We're not going to tell you that because it's not true. Okay? So four basics. That's the emphasis. That will always be the emphasis. That's Corinne's thing. That's how she lost her weight. That's how I lost my weight. Mary Jo's doing the same thing. Betsy did the same thing. All of us. Four basics. That's why we're going back through No BS with you all, too. Laura, I plan tuna salad on toast with some carrots and hummus. That sounds delicious. I had that, but added half of a dill pickle. Still 8 to 2, but is it still considered off plan because I didn't plan it? I get if I ate chips or something like that, so I'm a little confused on that part. If your plan said tuna salad on toast with some carrots and hummus, and you added a pickle, it's technically off plan, okay? Look at yourself and ask yourself why you added the pickle. If you're okay with your reasons, then I wouldn't worry about it. It was a pickle, right? But I will tell you this. Not too long ago, I ate breakfast and I thought to myself, I'm at +2, but oh my gosh, I don't know when lunch is going to be. I better have a banana just in case. And I ate a banana and I was like, wait just a minute. You didn't need that banana, okay? I was still at +2. It's just a banana. But I didn't like my reasons for adding the banana. So I did a recovery worksheet because I was In my mind, I was trying to prevent hunger. So look at your reasons for adding the pickle. Okay? If you like the reasons, then you're probably fine. But if you are adding it because of some little primal brain thing going on here saying, ooh, pickle be good, or better eat a pickle just in case you don't want to get hungry, or some other reason, then I would do a recovery worksheet for sure. Melissa, I'm struggling with my plus two. Once I start feeling the food in my stomach, I start getting nervous. I'm going to go over and stop eating, but then I'm hungry an hour later. Can you explain what satisfied feels like? I have 110 pounds to lose, and I've ignored my body for so long, I'm not sure what satisfied feels like. Okay, Melissa, I'm going to refer you back to the hunger scale cheat sheet as well. But here's the nuts and bolts. When you start feeling the food in your stomach, you are going back toward plus two on the hunger scale. But satisfied is not just with a couple of bites in your stomach. It's with a little bit more than that. I always know when I've hit plus two by a couple of things, all right? I push away from the table. It's like I have a bite and I might sit back a little bit. Some people call it the sigh. I don't know if I always sigh, but I sit back a little bit. Like, it's like my body's cue that we need to slow down a little bit with our eating, okay? The other thing that I do is I have this voice in my head. You know, it's called a thought, right? But the thought will come up and it'll say, I wonder if I'm at my plus two yet. And I'll be like, what? Wait. I'm probably at my plus two. But if you really, really want to do some testing, if you really want to kind of workshop it with yourself, here's what I'd do. I'd serve up your meal. I'd eat half and I would wait 10 minutes. During that 10 minutes, I would journal about everything you feel in your body, everything from your mouth to your throat, on down through your stomach. What's your brain doing? I really, really think about, you know, do I still have a little hunger? Am I starting to feel the food hit my belly? You know, what's going on here? And then I would, if you decide you're not at plus two, I'd eat half again as much, wait 10 minutes and do the same thing. This is how you build your own data about what your hunger scale feels like. Now, I can tell you what mine feels like all day long. That doesn't mean Mary Jo's feels the same. Mary Jo might have other plus two signals. Hers might be, instead of the voice, hers might be a sigh, or it might be a feeling that she has in her throat. You know, it might be that her eating slows down, you know. There's lots of different things to consider. So I would journal about it. I would really, really take some time and examine it. Some real focused time without the TV, at the table, by yourself, and examine it. Tammy, we'll eat to what feels like is a two at dinner, and then 10 minutes later, it feels like what I've eaten has grown to a three. Now I'm feeling I need to stop before satisfied. That makes me feel deprived. Suggestions. Okay, two things here. First thing is, yes, that's probably true. Remember, it takes a few minutes for the food that you swallow to hit your stomach. Okay? So if you are still eating and you stop at a plus two, then the food that you've eaten, you know, that might be traveling on through that three or four bites might certainly hit you at plus, certainly make feel plus three when you're finished. So you might want to back the truck up a little bit and stop eating when you think you're at a one and a half or almost to a two, okay? When you say you stop eating before you feel satisfied, makes you feel deprived, no, you have a thought about stopping at a little bit before plus two and evaluating that makes you feel deprived. And that thought is like, I'm not a plus two yet. Or I don't want to stop eating, right? So in that moment, you have to decide what's more important. Is this extra three bites that's taking me to plus three more important than my weight loss goal this week? Is this extra three bites more important than achieving goal weight, more important than finding success? That's what you have to decide in that moment. So when you feel deprived and you're thinking, I want the rest of my food, ask yourself, what do you want more? Okay? Sonia, I'm struggling with wanting to eat at work. I know I'm not hungry, but sitting at my desk and I just think about food all the time. I'm drinking a lot of water lately. Any other ideas? Thank you. Ask yourself why. Why am I eating? Why am I wanting to eat? What am I avoiding? That's what it is. Are you avoiding doing some work? Are you avoiding a little stress? Are you avoiding some kind of self-judgment? Are you avoiding, you know, your concern you're going to make a mistake? What are you avoiding? Why are you thinking I need to get up and eat? Okay, so then when you figure out why you're wanting to distract yourself from work, that's when you move into, I don't need to eat right now. I'm not physically hungry. I just need to do my work. I just need to figure out what it is that, I love you too, Heidi, what it is that I can get done and feel good about, and then just eat when I'm hungry. Somebody says to avoid boredom. I struggle at work because of boredom. Girl, I'd ask for more work. Or I'd put in, if you have one of those jobs where everything you do is very repetitive, where you can listen to a podcast at the same time. That's what I used to do. I used to, in my old job, I would have parts of my job where, you know, like I did the filing, or I audited travel claims, or I ran my 10-key or something. I would have Corinne in my ear all the time. I'd be listening to coaching calls, I'd be listening to podcasts. I'd be doing all the things, right? That educates you, works your brain while you're doing some of the more tedious things at work. If you eat something that is on your plan, but you're not hungry when you consume it, is that wrong? I don't want to say wrong, okay? I don't like the word wrong, Donna. I would say it's an overeat. Even if it's on your plan, if you are eating before you hit -2, that's an overeat. So we do recovery worksheets for two reasons. This lesson is the last lesson of week one for No BS. So we do recovery worksheets when we eat off plan, and we do recovery worksheets when we overeat. The off plan is pretty easy. If you've made your plan and you eat something that's not on that plan, that's a recovery worksheet. An overeat can happen two ways. It can happen if you eat before -2, or it can happen if you eat after you've hit +2. So if you eat when you're not hungry, that's an overeat. If you eat past satisfied, that's an overeat. So both of those situations are situations you want to look at, you want to see your patterns for, so that you can develop new patterns, so that you can think about, why do I do this at this time? What can I clean up so that I can clean up my eating and lose my weight? Okay? That's what the recovery worksheet is for. We have, God love her, Jen, who's lost 90 pounds, at one point a year or two ago at camp, she stood up and she said she had done more than 300 recovery worksheets. That's what it takes to lose a big amount of weight, is to be really true to yourself and telling yourself the truth about why you're overeating, so that you can identify your patterns, so that you can begin to disrupt them, so that you can start with new thoughts, so that you can try and figure out, you know, how you can lose the weight and stop the overeating. Dana, I struggle with -2. I very quickly get a headache when I'm hungry. I've started drinking water when my headache starts. Then I wait and decide if I should have a snack. That's exactly what I would do. Any thoughts on these headaches? Most of the time a headache, well, I want to say a lot of times, a headache is because you're a bit dehydrated. Okay. The other helpful info would be, what's a good snack? Like Corinne says, anything God makes is the best snack, but can there be too many snacks? Back to your -2, I would really watch your water intake. I think you're right on target there. If you have a headache, it's mostly dehydration, probably. Make sure, though, that you're recognizing -2. Okay, make sure what you think is -2 is not like -4 or -5. So I would journal about it. I'd watch it. The best way to figure that out, Donna, I want to make sure I call you the right name, is in the morning, I would have a glass of water. And I'd write down exactly how my body feels. Just like I was talking about the +2 exercise at the table, you want to do this on a -2. Do this little exercise on a to look for your -2. So then an hour later, I journal about how my body feels. you know, and kind of evaluate, you know, maybe I'm at a zero, I'm not really hungry, I don't know if I need to eat yet. And I do that every hour until you think you find minus two. Then check that hunger scale cheat sheet and see what it is. You know, see where you think you're falling. Use the there's also a really great hunger scale worksheet in the No BS program. There's one that's got a lot of the things filled out, and then there's another one where you can fill out your own signals. What's a good snack? I would say, like Corinne's, I mean, it's very personal. For me, I love trail mix. But I don't get the kind that's got a lot of candy in it. I just get a little bit of dried fruit and some nuts that I like. I don't like all nuts. Like, I love peanuts and almonds. So I usually get the trail mix that has those in it. An apple. Nuts, I will say, nuts will keep you satisfied longer. So if you have, if you're having a snack and you want to be hungry again in a couple hours, I wouldn't suggest nuts. Okay, I would suggest like a piece of fruit, you know, or some vegetables and hummus or something like that. Okay, what are some of the other snacks? Usually my snacks are nuts or fruit, cheese stick. Sometimes because I don't need a lot of dairy. Sometimes I'll do a fat-free cheese stick just to get some more calcium. Because this girl's, you know, over 50. I gotta watch that calcium intake. Sherry, I have several options I interchange for breakfast, snacks, and lunch. Can I put just one of them on my plan and decide which one I want at the time? Yeah, you can do that. You can also put the options on your plan. My two options for breakfast every morning are either oatmeal or bacon and eggs. And you can ask Mary Jo. I send her my plan every day. Most days it says oatmeal or eggs and bacon. Okay. Late in joining, so sorry if this has already been asked. Can you explain the various calls on the calendar? Can newbie join any of them except like Queen's Club or appointment needed sessions? Sure. This is a great question, Connie. I'm glad you asked it. So we have, this is a Q&A on Facebook. All right. You found it. Obviously that's good. Anybody in PMP Tribe can come to the Q&As in the PMP Tribe Facebook group. There is also a Q&A that Corinne does on Wednesday morning on her public page. All right, that's the page that says Fit and Fat at the top. All right, that is for anyone in the public. You can come to that one as well. If you do and you ask a question, just put PMP Tribe in there and she'll recognize you as a tribe member. All right, so that's more of an overview, kind of a, you know, this is what I talk about inside the tribe kind of live when Corinne does that one on Wednesday mornings for anyone in the public. Like I said, this one is only for tribe members and Corinne comes and usually does this on Thursdays. Corinne is usually here. She's like training this week. Then you have Zoom calls. There's two different kinds of Zoom calls. There are appointment-only Zoom calls, which anyone in the tribe can watch and listen to. In fact, we encourage people to listen to these coaching calls because many times the girls who sign up have want to be coached on an issue that lots of girls are also thinking and feeling. Lots of girls also have and want to be coached on. So you can learn from other people's coaching. Corinne's calls are by appointment only. If you want to be coached by her, you email support and you say, there's a call on Sunday the 15th. I'd like to be coached on that call and here's what I want to be coached on. And then Sadie will let you know if there's room for you on that call or she'll ask you to pick another date. There are also Zoom calls that are called office hours. And what that means is Betsy or I will open up a Zoom room and we'll sit in that room for 2 hours. The girls will come in and raise their hands if they want to be coached. Okay? You don't need an appointment. You just show up. You raise your hand on Zoom. We promote you and we coach you. So those are basically the calls that we have. I'll also mention that every Monday night at 6 o'clock, Corinne either does a coaching call or she does a Q&A based on the topic being taught that week. So this past Monday, she did a Q&A on Zoom, all about the Fresh Start module. this next Monday, she'll do a Q&A all about the Fueling the Body module. So as you work through that module, if you have questions for her, you can go into Zoom at 6 p.m. and post your question. Zoom, for those of you who don't know, is a website or an app on your phone that is video conferencing. You, Corinne, will not see you unless you raise your hand and she promotes you onto the screen. So be careful raising your hand. She has promoted people who've like been in the bathroom and stuff before because their hand has been raised. But she can't, you can only see her. She can't see you. None of the other people can see you unless you're promoted to on screen to be coached by her. So Connie, I hope that answers your question. Eileen, I've been going through all the basics, but not following through. My mind seems not to be taking this too seriously, but my heart wants to get rid of 30 pounds. I signed up for April camp as a commitment to myself and acted as a act of self-love. Kathy, any tips on what I can do to jumpstart myself? I'm trying to talk, I guess that's what that is, myself about 2 to 2 and stopping. Ask myself about 2 to 2 and stopping. I am starting to write my 24-hour plan. Looking back at the end of the day, ask myself, why don't I follow what I wrote and how can I do better? By the way, where can I find the recovery worksheets and is there a podcast on how to use them? All right, that's the easy question. Recovery worksheets are on pmptribe.com in the toolkit under worksheets. Mary Jo may actually post a link here if she's got a second. Podcast or lesson on how to use them is the last lesson in module 1 of No BS, and I'm trying to think of what that's called. Hang on just a second and I'll tell you. I should have had No BS pulled up. This is easy. The unit that you want to look at is in Fresh Start, and it's called What to Do When You Eat Off Plan or Overeat. And that goes over how to fill out the recovery worksheet and why it's important. Now, how do you develop commitment to yourself? And how do you get started again? You pick one thing. I want you to pick one thing to do and to do very well and to set the rest of it aside. That one thing can be water, can be sleep, can be planning, can be hunger scale. Pick one of those four, okay? If it's planning, I want you to go to pmptribe.com and listen to the realistic planning lesson in No BS. Actually, it's called 24-Hour Plan. It's Unit 3 of Module 1. It talks about how to create a plan that you can commit to and why that's important. You have to stop eating behind your own back in order to develop that commitment to yourself, in order to say, you know, I really can do this because this is something that's important to me. So that's how I would jumpstart myself. I would pick planning first, but I'd make sure your plans are nice and realistic. Mary Jo, if you think about it, if you can get to that rant that Corinne has about why realistic planning is so important, that would be really good to post here for Eileen to watch as well. Catherine, doing consistent 24-hour planning and journaling using the new planner, do you have the same daily thought and powerful question, or do you change them every day? I change them up. I think about PMP Bedtime Stories by Kathy. Y'all are cracking me up. Sorry, Catherine. I think about what I want to accomplish for the day. You know, who do I want to be today? Today, I want to be, the best coach, the best Q&A answerer I can be. So my question of the day today was, how can I find wisdom and insight for the tribe? Okay, my thought that I think about myself is that I provide value. So tomorrow it might be something different, or Sunday when I'm off. You know, when I have a day to myself, my question for the day might be, how can I take care of myself today? And my thought for the day might be, I deserve to have a day of self-care I value myself enough to have a day of self-care. So I think about when I develop my powerful question and my thought for the day, I think about the day I want to create. And I tailor my question toward that. Let's say I'm working really hard today on figuring out what my plus two is. My question might be, where will I find plus two today? What new hunger signals will I see today? You know, so that's what I do. If you find one that totally works for you, a question that just nails it, I would repeat that question. If you find that you like a different question every day, that's fine too. It's totally up to you. I got Eileen and I got Catherine. Melissa, stay-at-home mom, kids in school. I've got plenty of time for self-development, gym, PMP, but I still don't do the work. How can I figure out why? You know, maybe the why isn't important. Maybe you just need to schedule yourself. Have you, Melissa, this is interesting. I don't know if you're a newbie or not, but it doesn't matter. I want you to go to the orientation module. Actually, here's how you do that. When you're on pmptribe.com, when you log in, the first page that you see is the page that says, Welcome to PMP Tribe. Okay? Right under PMP Tribe, the logo, it says, Click here for orientation. I want you to go to the orientation videos, and I want you to listen to Unit 2, Commit to Your Success. When I, you know, I'm going back through the NOBS with you all. We're all doing it together. Everybody in the tribe is focused on NOBS this week or this month. So I'm going back through it as well. I listened to that and I was like, holy cow, that's good. This is why I'm here. This is how I commit. This is how I make sure I'm showing up for myself. I want you to listen to that module and see what you come away with. You might just need to give yourself a little oomph. You might just need to say, you know what? At 9 o'clock every day, this is what I'm going to do. I'm either going to listen to a module of the NOBS. I'm going to read a book that helps open my mind. You know, maybe you just need to decide that this is what you're going to do, and you set aside the time to do it. If you really want to dig into the why, I would journal about it. I would ask myself, put at the top of your page, why am I not doing the work? And just start writing. Write. You might find the answer the first time. It might take 5 or 6 journal entries to find it. But if you want to find the why, then that's what you do. Or you can get on a coaching call and I will pepper you with questions, or Corinne will pepper you with questions, or Betsy will pepper you with questions, and we'll see if we can figure out why. Okay? Office hours. This is Thursday. I'll be on office hours noon on Saturday, noon central. And then again on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Central. Lisa, just confirming, there is still no way to get Zoom coached unless we agree to be on camera. Yes, ma'am, that is correct. The important thing about Zoom coaching, the reason it is in person is so that we can have a dialogue, so that we can talk, so that I can read, so that I can, I'm glad I didn't lose you, my phone rang. So that I can read your body language, so I can see if you're understanding me. Right now I'm talking to myself. I don't know if you're understanding me or not. I'm hoping you are. I'm hoping that if there are lots of questions, Mary Jo's going to let me know that I just said something that was totally confusing. But that's the point of Zoom coaching, is so that I can look at you, or Corinne can look at you, and see if you're getting what it is that we're teaching you or that we're coaching you on. Tracy, I can't get over this self-sabotaging. I've hid my scale so I don't weigh myself every day. How do I get past this? Do I just TDL, or is there something else I can do to help me get out of this? I think that it's a big roadblock I'm having with losing weight. Tracy, can you tell me more about the self-sabotage? Are you overeating? Are you eating off plan? Are you rebelling against your plan? Is your plan not realistic? I'd like to hear a little bit more about what it is that you're doing, so that maybe I can help you figure out how to up-level that. I just eat off plan and overeat. Okay. The off plan part is fixed by doing is addressed by doing a more realistic plan. Okay? I want you to think about everything that you're going to eat tomorrow. Everything you know you're going to eat tomorrow. And I want you to put that on the plan. The reason you do that is so that your brain gets away from, I'm going to self-sabotage. Okay? It says it's on the plan. I can follow this plan because this plan is realistic. If it's an overeat, then you have to ask yourself, why am I overeating? What is going on here? What am I avoiding because I'm overeating? Am I avoiding the discomfort of stopping? Am I avoiding, am I just thinking, I just want this because it tastes so good? I had that last night, y'all. I was eating my spaghetti, did my wasting food worksheet. That was a trip. I had not done that in a while. I dreaded it all day. I'm like, but I love my spaghetti. I don't want to eat just half. All this stuff, all this chatter in my head. So I fixed my little bowl. I didn't serve myself up as much because I thought, I'm going to eat this to my plus two. I'm going to be real, and I'm going to leave some food behind, and I'm going to throw it away. My husband's looking at my plate going, are you not hungry tonight? And I was like, no, I think I really found plus two here. But I had so much chatter about it because I just love this food, right? Well, if that's what you're doing, then do what I did. Remind yourself, I can have spaghetti again tomorrow. I can have spaghetti again next week. In fact, we plan this every week, so it's not like I'm never going to eat this food again. Okay? It's not like spaghetti disappears off the face of the earth, right? So unless they stop making spaghetti and, you know, Paul Newman's original marinara, I'm good. But that's what you look at. You look at why you're overeating, and then you start to have a conversation about it. So for me, the why I overate my spaghetti every night was because it just tasted good. And so I developed a conversation about it. If you're overeating because you're avoiding something or because of a thought in your head, you start to have a conversation about it. And you decide that self-sabotage is not a way to weight loss. So how can I get around that? You know, as coaches and a coaching call, really, really good resources for you if you are self-sabotaging, but you have to be nice and clear about what you're doing and why so that we can help you. Are there any other questions? We got anything else, Mary Jo? I see she's answering some things in the announcement section, so go there and you can find it. Maybe that must be where. Did y'all know that? Okay, let's talk about this for a minute. As you all go back through No BS, or if you're a newbie and you're just starting the No BS, the entire PMP team is also going through. In the announcements of the PMP Tribe Facebook group, you'll see a picture of the team. That's our post where we are posting our worksheets and our takeaways and what we are learning and how we are working through the No BS program as well. I've posted my commitment worksheet. I've posted my wasting food worksheet. I think I've posted another one. I'm sure Mary Jo is. We each have a thread within that post. Okay, so you can watch us go through those as well. Corinne is doing hers on the website. So if you go to pmptribe.com under community, you'll see that Corinne has a button for her journal, and she's actually doing a journal entry each day. I've seen the first three. I don't know if she did one yesterday or not. I bet she did. She's like the journaling queen. She loves to write and loves to journal and loves to empty her head. So you can travel along the No BS path with all of us. So Betsy, Coach Betsy, is in the announcements thread in the Facebook group, along with me and Mary Jo and Paula, who is our event coordinator. Mary Jo says she's doing her daily plans in there as well. I don't know if I'm going to put every day's plans in there. I guess we can each do it a different way, right? We get to decide how we're going to show up. I'm going to put my worksheets in there, though. I'm committed to doing every single worksheet in No BS this time. And I'm committed to doing all the lessons. Do we need to just get over liking the feeling of being full? I'm used to that feeling, and I feel uncomfortable with satisfied. Yeah. Yeah. Ask yourself, why do you love feeling full? Is that really, you know, when you really, really think about it, does that really feel good. You know, when you overeat and you end up, you know, feeling full and you have that heaviness in your stomach, you're not able to go for a walk. You're not, you know, you get real sleepy. You know, does all that really, really feel good to you? Or is that just what you're used to feeling? You know, I think there's a big difference there. When you're used to feeling that full feeling, you think that that's normal. Okay? But is that really what your body needs? Yeah. I see you just answered, no, it doesn't feel that great. Right. It doesn't. And that's what's led to you're needing to be here in the PMP tribe, right? So I think that's what I would focus on. I love the fact that I can eat to plus two and hop back up out of the table and go do the dishes or go for a walk or, you know, do whatever it is I want to do. I'm not like unbuttoning my pants and rolling over going, oh, I can't believe I ate that much. Now I have to sit here and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just really, really interesting when you look at it from that perspective to me. So I think that's what I would look at. I think I would journal about what benefit am I getting from overeating? I bet there's not a whole lot to that journal entry. And then, you know, maybe make a list. Benefits to, you know, the bloated full feeling. Benefits to plus two. See what you can figure out. Yes, I think I forgot I actually feel more energetic when I eat to plus two. Absolutely. All right. Anything else, Mary Jo? Let's see what Helen says. I'm just aggravated today because I am experiencing my first time of not feeling hungry. And I had been really looking forward to eating the beautiful omelet I made for breakfast. I put it in the fridge and sitting here waiting, but pretty sure it's going to be close to lunch. There's nothing wrong with heating up a beautiful omelet at lunchtime. We have a breakfast place not far from here called Eggstravaganza. And it is one of those breakfast lunch places. They make the best omelets. And when I go, I get one and tell them make it with ham and onions and mushrooms. And it is delicious. And I eat to my plus two, which is usually about half the omelet. And I bring the other half home and I have the most delicious warmed over omelet the next day for breakfast. It's like a treat, you know, it's like I don't have to eat oatmeal today. You know, I get to eat this omelet. Susan is struggling with the thought download. I'm not sure I'm ready to let all that out yet. Here's your choice. You can let it stew around in your brain and run around there in the haze and the fog, creating havoc. Or you can get it out and you can leave it on the paper and you can like have all this clear space to think new thoughts. That's what a thought download does for you. The thoughts unrecognized in your mind are like, we used to call them like toddlers with butcher knives running around in there. They're causing you anxiety. They're causing you stress. They're causing you worry. They're causing you confusion. They're causing all those things. But if you write about them and you get them out of your head and you recognize what you're actually thinking in your mind, you might just be like, I'm not so sure this is what I want to be thinking. And you might just realize why you're stressed, why you're anxious, why you're overeating, why you're nervous. The coolest thing about thoughts is that they're all up here. They're a bunch of sentences in your mind. What are there, 50,000 of them a year? I mean, a day? I mean, seriously, if you think about us as women, our thoughts are like bing, 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 bing all the time, right? If you let them get out of your head and you look at them, some of them are really good thoughts. They're really the truth. They're really what you want to think. Some of them are like crap. Some of them, I love the term. I never knew it until I met Corinne, throwing shade. Some of them are just throwing shade at you. Some of them are trying to convince you to eat. Some of them are trying to convince you to ignore what you need. Some of them are just not the truth. When you realize that some of the things that you tell yourself every day, some of the thoughts you have, are just not really the truth, it's very eye-opening. That goes back to that whole commitment and control thing that we talked about at the very beginning. You get to decide which thoughts you act on every day. So I have a dress on today. It's just this little t-shirt dress, comes down, it hits me in my knees. I looked at myself in the mirror and my first thought was, oh my God, those knees. I have extra skin, I have loose skin around my knees. If I had acted on that thought, I would have taken this dress off and put it in the closet and put on pants. It's gonna be 95 degrees here, y'all. I don't need to wear pants today. So I decided that that thought was not one I needed to act on today. Am I gonna have it every day? Probably, because I have loose skin around my knees. So unless, you know, I turn up one day just loving my knees, which I could probably do if I worked on it, then, you know, I get to decide, right? I get to decide if I'm going to make sure that that thought lands, or if I'm just going to say, you know what, I'm wearing a dress today. I'm wearing this t-shirt dress today because it's going to be freaking hot outside, and this is how I want to be comfortable. Are the journal pages in the new planner the same as a TDL? Yes. Where is my new planner? Here we go. So I love these journal pages. Every day you get one of these. I don't know if it's backwards, if you can see it. This space right here is a space just enough to do about 2 minutes worth of a thought download. Okay? If that's enough for you, that's great. If you want to do more, in the back of your planner, you have thought download pages. You have much more space. So you can actually come back here, put a date, and write some more if you want. Okay? So there's two different places in this planner that you can do your daily journaling or thought downloading. There are 30 of these big pages in the back of your planner. Or you can go on the website and print them, as many of them as you want. That's the cool thing, right? We arranged the planner for you in the arrangement that we thought it made sense. If you didn't buy a planner and you want to go over the website and you want to print it out and arrange it yourself, you can absolutely do that. I'd hole punch it, stick it in a binder, boom. You've just created your own planner. I love the journal pages because that's the page we were talking earlier on this call, on this Q&A, where you write down a thought I'm working on believing about me is, and a powerful question I want to answer today is. And it even asks you what your self-care for the day is going to be. I love those questions. Love them. All right. If there's nothing else, I am going to call it. I've been talking for an hour, which is really good for me, y'all. So unless there's anything else, I'm going to let you guys go. Tammy wants to know if there's a podcast or lesson on journaling. There are lots of podcasts on journaling. We did one, the free podcast, Losing 100 Pounds. Did one about a month or six weeks ago, on questions to ask yourself when you're journaling. The No BS it's in module 3, I believe. So in a couple of weeks, we'll talk about how to do a thought download and what to do with it. And how to put your thought in the model. So there's lots of resources. You can also go to pmptribe.com in video replays and type in journal or thought download and see what coaching calls come up. Lots of resources for you. All right, you guys, have a great day. Wait, there's one more question. Is it okay to plan 2 to 2 for dinner every day? I don't know if I'll be cooking or going out. This is where I seem to blow it. Yes, it is. I would add one thing to that. I would say best choice, 2 to 2. That defines for you whether it's a regular meal or an exception meal. Okay? All right, you guys, have a great day. Thanks for showing up, and I will see you here in the group and in Ask Coaches.